The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Taking care of managing all your medicine needs at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Email ray at rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
5 on 551. Now, we've been attempting to have a sort of a sideways look at the coronavirus story, and we spotted a story in the Star today about hand sanitizer going missing from St Mary's Church in Westport. So we put a call in to the parish priest, Father Charlie MacDonald, and he's on the line now. How are you doing, Charlie?
Good, Ray. Thanks, and yourself?
Yeah, good. Yeah, thanks for taking our call.
Well, they're all good.
We said going missing. So that's a soft way of saying it, isn't it?
Going missing, yeah. Going missing is the only way. Last Friday afternoon, I went out and bought 13 bottles. Lovely, you know, the ones you can put in your pocket, hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. 8 people put them in their pockets. But, like, we can, we got the last ones in the chemist shop. So I'd say when they spotted them there, they said, right, sure, we'll do what we have to do.
Well, you were thinking about your parishioners in the first place, weren't you, going out and buying them?
Absolutely. The HSE guidelines had just arrived Friday afternoon through the diocesan office. There were 5 pages. We went down through the 5 pages, and that was one, of course, naturally enough, of the recommendations.
And where had you placed the sanitizers?
Literally all around the church. So when you go inside the front door of the church, we put one on the holy water font. We've the holy water subsequently taken away. It was just waiting to get it away. Then there were a couple of ledges along the side. So you go inside, I think there was 3 in each of those ledges. There was another 3 or 4 up along the side, and there was a few at the side door.
Okay, so 13 in all, and how many have you left?
I think of that original batch, we have 2 left.
Right, okay. Thou shalt not steal.
It's all a bit of crack.
Well, it is. Yeah, I, you know, they're small enough, and, you know, people may have put them in their pocket by mistake. Charlie, am I being too kind?
We're not. Look, to be honest, Ray, it's a kind of a, with regards to that sanitizer element of it, it's a bit of a non-story. We've plenty back again. Everyone's happy.
Great.
I suppose the other side of it, we're kind of doing our best to follow the guidelines, and more importantly, I think at a community level, doing our best to make sure we keep it out, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, I suppose we know this for a fact now, that people who attend Mass tend to be older now.
Yeah, that's the reality. And the reality also is, as you said, people over 60 and people with underlying health conditions,
yes,
which churchgoers fall into, are our main clientele, if you like, now. Mm. And we have to look after them. That's the reality.
So in the protocol, what about the sign of the peace?
Okay, well, I can run down through the protocol.
Yeah, do,
got
please.
From
yeah,
the HSE.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, the first thing is no shaking hands, coming in or going out of Mass, no sign of peace, all gone. Nowadays, people would have maybe a chalice that people could drink out of as well. Chalices are all gone. Only the main celebrant is supposed to drink out of the chalice now. Mm. If it's a concelebrating priest, they're supposed to dip into it, not to pass it on. Communion is not to be taken on the tongue, only in the mouth.
Only in the mouth?
The other way around. Dougal is coming.
Only in the hand.
Only in the hand.
Yes, yeah.
Not on the tongue, only in the hand. And then as well, there's a very, very strong stipulation that Eucharistic ministers who are in any way unwell would not give out communion. That's very, very clear. And also, we'd say parishioners who would be feeling unwell in any way not to attend services. So they're the clear guidelines that have been given to us by the HSE, and the Bishops' Conference have passed them on down to the parishes, and we're very happy to implement them.
Do you know, was there any stage in our history where masses were banned for health reasons? Has it ever happened?
Well, I think you're going back to the penal times.
Right, yeah, but that wasn't for health reasons.
Yeah, I can't remember, to be honest.
No.
I'm a bit younger than you, so I can't remember.
All right.
I can't remember what happened around the foot and mouth thing and all that kind of stuff. But I know, we say, in that place in the west of Ireland, confirmation now is not taking place.
Is it not? Okay,
and
right.
Stuff like that. So, like, we're going to act prudently. We're going to take the advice we get, and maybe for once in our history, we're going to listen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And hopefully, with the help of God, if we do that, I think at a local level, maybe we can, you know, keep this out. Like, just listen to your news there while it's waiting for yourself. Like, it's very clear. Hands, face,
yes,
eyes.
Yeah.
You know, and if we can actually maybe try to implement that and do our best with that, you wouldn't know. We might actually...
We might beat it, yeah. The thing is, Father Charlie, you know, when you are in at Mass, which lasts about 45 minutes, is it?
I will let you out in 35.
Oh, 35, okay.
You've
timed it right.
yeah, about 45.
And the definition of contact is to be within 2 metres of somebody for more than 15 minutes.
Sure.
Yeah, so you're inviting it, really, aren't you?
Well, at the moment, what we're very, very clear, I know, again, the testing takes a bit of time, we're very, very clear, I suppose, like any gatherings at the moment, and if the advice changes on gatherings, we will act very quickly.
Okay.
So basically, if you're, and the way the seats are positioned in the church, you're not facing anybody.
Okay.
So if you're really not, even if you are with the distance, we said it's there, you're breathing down the back of somebody's neck more than anything else.
Mm.
But like as soon as, if the guidance changes, if anything changes, then we will absolutely act. And we're not inviting it in the sense that we're very, very clear, and the HSE guidelines are very, very clear, that if somebody is in any way feeling unwell, they shouldn't attend services. But equally, if somebody is vulnerable, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, again, RTE provide a service there on a Sunday throughout the country. Parishes provide a service both online and on local radio to people. So we'll be encouraging people to be prudent, to be smart, not to panic. Like, you know,
good advice.
Prudent,
good advice.
Over panic. You know what I mean?
Yes, of course.
Should be sound.
We're actually, coincidentally, you used the word panic there. We're speaking to a psychologist about the psychology of panic buying later on in the show.
Sure, sure.
Anyway, you went out and you bought your 13 sanitizers, only two left. Tom says, I bet whoever took the hand sanitizer made it clean. Get away. Sorry about that, Charlie. We need to maintain a sense of humour, don't we?
We've got a collection of those jokes. Right?
You did,
okay.
You
know. Yeah, yeah.
Father Charlie MacDonald, St Mary's Church in Westport, thanks so much for taking our call. Thanks, Charlie.
Cheers, Ray. Thank you. Take care, bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. RTE.